ورحمة الله وبركاته. We started the record. وإن شاء الله we're going to continue the same topic that we were talking about last time, which was
التواب.
The one who
makes people forgive.
Makes people repent. The one who makes people repent.
I have two. Or three, yeah.
How much should I get?
Was it three or two?
Salim Surur?
I did it.
Who's Salim Surur?
He is. I got three or two.
When?
I read to you. I just said I got three or two.
Sabaha lillahi.
Sabaha lillahi ma fi samawati wal ard. Wa huwa Allahu
al-Aziz. Wa huwa al-Aziz.
Wa huwa al-Aziz.
Wa huwa al-Aziz al-Hakim.
Wa huwa al-Aziz al-Hakim.
Lahu?
Dude, that's it. That's all I know. That's like
two. Okay.
All right.
Watch
that.
Okay. Now, we're going to talk about the web, which is the one who makes people repent. And as you have seen last time, if you have listened to the class and do the homework, it's going to tell you that Allah is like a parent. And Allah is a parent, is similar to a parent.
What does that say? Allah is everyone's parent.
No, Allah is similar to a parent. Okay? The parent... The good parent, one more and you're out.
No, he's talking to me, he's saying...
Okay. The good parents, what's the relationship between a good parent and Allah? Huh?
The parent, they check on the child, they don't just check at the end of the year.
That's the teacher. Yeah.
Oh, the parent, they always make sure that the kid is doing the right thing and they punish them when they do something wrong.
MashaAllah, that's the right answer. Where is that? A good parent will do this. How about a bad parent?
A bad parent will let you constantly make the same mistakes and never punish you for them.
And even you grow in making more mistakes and he or she never?
Cares.
Yeah. Or never punish you. Then they are setting you up
for failure.
For failure. That's right.
So basically, they look kind of old.
So, how about the teacher? The analogy between Allah and the teacher. Huh?
So the teacher, they won't give like a final at the end. They'll actually teach. And so Allah.
So the teacher that gives you the... Then what about the teacher who gives you the exam and the material to study? He gives you the material to study and the homework to do. And then he said, after 3 months, you come to be tested.
So what the bad teacher does, let's say it's a Quran class for the bad teacher. And then the bad teacher's like, all right, you're going to have a Quran quiz in 3 months. Study for it. And then the bad teacher doesn't remind you at all and just surprises you in 3 months. Which is almost how
long forget. He's not a bad teacher. He is a fair teacher, but he's not the web.
He's not caring.
He's fair because I give you the book, okay? And I give you the homework and I tell you, I see you at finals. So, literally speaking, he did
his job,
okay?
No, I mean, his job is to teach if he's a teacher.
Yeah, or he can give lectures, but he doesn't check on you. And you stopped studying and submitting homework. And then he wouldn't check on you.
Well, that would be nice.
And at the very end of the year, he tests you.
And you fail.
So basically like high school.
Yeah. But you understand here? And when he tests you, you flunk. So that's a fair teacher, but it's not the web teacher. But the web teacher does what?
Makes you repent.
How?
I don't know. Makes you
He checks on you periodically. If you don't do the work, you get detention. Okay? And if you're goofing around, you get your parents get called, and they have to have a conference with the teacher. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So basically,
yes, sure.
Basically, a tawwab teacher would do that versus a fair teacher. Allah's fair gave us the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet, and he said, okay, I will judge you on the day of judgment. Right? But because he's tawwab, he said, he follows up with you. And he gives you one punishment after another until you wake up. The ayah that you're supposed to memorize about in Surah At-Tawbah. In Surah what? At-Tawbah. Its ayah talks about the story. It has a story behind. What is that story?
About Tawbah.
The story of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam going to a battle called the Battle of Hardship. The Battle of Hardship. Okay?
With who?
With the Roman Empire. Okay?
Oh, they came
okay. Okay, on the borders of the Arabian Peninsula in the very north, where Romans were occupying Palestine, were occupying Jordan, Syria, all this area. So it's called the Battle of Hardship. Why is that? First of all, it was extremely hot. It's really burning hot. In the desert, it was burning hot.
No, but they were used to it.
Okay. No, that was an unusual heat, like temperature probably 130, something like that.
What's the highest recorded temperature?
No, it's possible.
No, 140.
130.
But wouldn't you like burn like ashes or something?
No.
Oh, then if it's like 150 degrees,
it becomes extremely hot.
Yeah.
Okay. You got this part? So it was, number one, very hot. Number two, the people didn't have much money then.
Wait, the battle of what?
Hardship.
Are you using a shirt?
And it's cold?
This is not.
Sa'at.
Are you using a shirt?
Al-Usra. That's
not. I was kidding. You're terrible.
Sa'at. Sa'atu. Al-Usra. Usra.
Okay.
All right. So, number one, it was a hardship because, number one,
it's hot.
And number two,
it's cold.
They had no money.
Oh.
It was at a time
money,
to eat, yeah, and to ride.
To get, like, so they were starving, to get horses, and they were in the middle of the village.
Look, number one, to eat. Okay?
Number two, for weapons.
Number two, they have to buy weapons. And number three, they have to ride. So most of the people did not have rides, so they had to walk in the heat without much food. So
and
this is why it's a hardship.
Shoes, right?
Yeah.
And like the sand was hot too.
Exactly. Without shoes, except some of them will take the leather, the leather, and then he covers the legs with rope.
So his feet would be like...
No, but leather makes attracts more heat. That would make you...
if you walk about the sand, if you walk about the sand, over the sand with your with bare feet,
you'll get
a lot of problems. You got that? So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls people for jihad in the battle of hardship, people were divided into three categories. The first category were the people who...
Who's strong?
Yes. Who are... They have money. They have money.
Have strength and they have food.
Yes. They are healthy and they have money and food. So those people... went out with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? Another group of people, they were begging the Prophet to give them food.
Prophet had the food money and stuff.
From the donation from the other Muslims. To collect donations and give them food and rights. Food and rights.
Rides or rights?
Rides. Rides. Because I'm talking about people, so rights. So the Prophet told them, I have, and buy them also swords. So the Prophet said, I have nothing to feed you, for your food, for your rights, for your weapons, I have nothing. So they went out crying so hard that they missed that battle, that they missed the battle because of that. So the first group, the group of people who have resources, and they went out. Those are the good group. Another good group are the ones who don't have resources. They couldn't get out because they have nothing with them. So they couldn't go out. So those are the two good categories. On the other hand, we have the bad category are hypocrites.
Are you writing with Sharpie?
No.
Hypocrites.
Hypocrites.
Hypocrites were... basically about hypocrites... Yeah, but take it outside. Hypocrites, they did not want to go. They had the money, they have the resources, they have the rights, they have the weapons, everything. But they were... Their Islam was shaky. Like,
not many people followed it.
Hypocrites, like many of them, don't really believe in the Prophet. Go ahead.
So, was the battle between themselves? Like,
no
between the Muslims and the Persian Empire and the Roman Empire.
The Romans did. Who won? The Romans or the Meccans?
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Lucky that is. So Allah helped them.
Yes, because a superpower, you know, it's hard to defeat.
Romans like, ding.
Okay, so now so a group had resources, they are sincere, they went out with the Prophet. A group that don't have resources, they are sincere and they were crying, but the Prophet could not fund them.
So
he said, I don't have funds for you at all.
So you can't fight.
A third, those are good people. A third category is rich people, but hypocrites.
But they didn't want to go to war.
They didn't want to go to war because they are...
scared.
Not scared. They didn't... They don't believe in the Prophet Muhammad, basically. They are showing that they are believers, but they are not. Okay? And then they went to the Prophet saying, oh, please excuse us. So the Prophet will excuse them. Okay, they say, please, I have an excuse. Can I skip? The Prophet says, yes, you can. Okay? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah sent this surah, which is Surah At-Tawbah, talking in a very strong language against them. Allah called them rijs.
The people who said
rijs means like filthy.
The poor people?
No, the rich people who did not go out. Okay, so the Prophet will say, they go to give an excuse to the Prophet say, okay. However, they were not prepared. Okay, if they were prepared, it will show that they wanted to go, but they couldn't. But they did not even prepare themselves for anything. And then they go to the Prophet asking for an excuse. The Prophet says, yes, okay. He will grant them excuse. And then the third category, the fourth category.
Is this a fourth one?
Yes. And the fourth group. The fourth group are people who are rich and sincere, who are rich and sincere.
So the opposite of that, like Ebu person that we were talking about.
Yeah.
Before.
But not hypocrites. Hypocrites. They are not hypocrites. They are sincere and have the money. So what happened to them? Why didn't they go out?
Because they didn't want to get themselves hurt.
No, because they were so lazy.
I don't want to go to the Romans.
No, they are lazy. And then one of them will say, okay, I'm going out to catch the prophet tomorrow. And tomorrow comes. And then they say, we'll catch with the prophet, huh?
Next
day morning. After tomorrow.
Oh, I know. They're like,
forgot what the word is.
Wait, who's trying to catch the
الثلاثة الذين خلفوا. These are three people. Three. Yeah, those are three people. Three people.
There are only three people in the question.
Only three people that were sincere and rich, sincere and had the resources, but they didn't come out. Why? Because number one, they were lazy. Number two, they were.
Procrastinate.
What is it called?
Procrastinators.
Procrastinators.
Wow, you know something.
How is they
procrastinating.
Why?
Procrastinating.
No,
whatever. It doesn't matter.
Procrastinate.
Okay, that's fine. You got the area. They said, okay, the first day we'll say, okay. When the prophet left, and the first day they said, okay, we will catch up with the prophet tomorrow. Then tomorrow comes.
Lazy losers.
Then tomorrow comes.
They come back winning the moment.
And they feel lazy. So we say the day after tomorrow.
They come like.
And they kept doing that until it became impossible for them to catch the prophet. Okay.
How long did it take the battle?
I don't know, but it took a good amount of time, at least a month or so.
Yeah, procrastinating.
Okay. Now, when the prophet arrived back, from the battle. When he arrived back from the battle, these people started coming to him. Hypocrites came, and they came to make excuses. Came to what? Make excuses.
About what?
Oh, I had headache.
A tummy ache.
Oh, my son was sick.
My son too.
Oh, I had a business that I couldn't let go. Oh, they gave every possible reason. And the prophet didn't let them go. Exactly. He says, okay, fine. And he left the matter to Allah because he's the one who knows their heart.
Wow.
Okay? Allah said in the Quran about them, they are filthy. They are filthy because they are hypocrites. Hypocrites because they are what?
I call them
hypocrites.
I call them hypocrites.
Okay?
The po-po.
No,
hypocrites, because they are hypocrites. So Allah called them in the surah, what? Filthy. Yeah, Allah said to the prophet, they are filthy. Turn your face away from them. Okay? So now, the fourth group. These are hypocrites. These are hypocrites.
These are the good people. These are the good people, and these are the people who had no resources, they couldn't fight, but they wanted to fight. And these are the hypocrites, and these are the lazy people.
Now the three people came to the prophet, and they were so ashamed, and you know they were crying really hard. So they went to the prophet, and the prophet said, "What is your excuse?" They said, we don't have an excuse. We don't have any excuse.
So then they're not the hypocrites? They're just the rich and lazy?
They were just lazy.
No, I'm talking about, the group four.
Okay.
Which is made of how many people?
Three.
They were sincere, but lazy and procrastinating. Okay?
So if they were, like, what righteous, then shouldn't they have told Prophet Muhammad the truth? Like, oh, I was just...
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's what they did.
That's what they did. They say, we don't have any excuse.
But why did they say that at the end? Why didn't they say that in the beginning, before going to...
Because the Prophet now is back, okay? And the Prophet, when he comes back, people who did not attend, they go to him and everyone gives an excuse. Hypocrites, and those hypocrites, you know?
They are very bad people.
Prophet Muhammad accepted what they said, even if it's a lie. And he will just dismiss them.
Let Allah deal with them.
And let Allah deal with them. And then Allah, in the surah to Tawbah, Allah said they are
filthy.
Turn your face away from them.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Or turn away from them. Turn away from them.
So when is the day of judgment, nobody will remember anything?
Okay. So you'll remember things more than anybody. Even little details.
Will you be like clueless? No.
They'll be what?
All the bad things, even all the good things.
Yeah, they will be brought. If you forgot, they will remind you. Okay, Allah will remind you.
So if you lie to Allah, then the angel,
you can't lie because you're so scared.
But yeah.
I know.
But let's focus here on the. They said we don't have. Okay, let me take pictures so that you can go. So they said, the Prophet said, why didn't you go? They said, we have absolutely no excuse, and we did something awfully wrong.
What did he forget?
Well, remember that Allah is what?
I'm not thinking about Allah, I'm not talking about him.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, remember that Allah is what? Allah is what? Allah is what? At-Tawwab. Would he leave this here aside? Yeah. So, would Allah let them go away like that? Without punishment? To discipline them?
Yeah.
So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, go to your homes and don't leave your homes. And then he told all the companions, do not talk to them.
The three people.
The good but lazy. The sincere but lazy.
Why wouldn't they talk to the three people?
As a punishment. As a punishment to them.
How long did that
last? They won't also talk to the good three people, right? The hypocrites?
They were forbidden from talking to anyone. Anyone.
For how long?
For a good amount of time. Okay? So.
So they couldn't even.
So the Prophet gave them time out, basically time out in their homes, and don't talk to anybody. Something like house arrest, but without any. Prophet ordered them, and they obeyed, stayed.
They got a very bad
and they were miserable. They were miserable.
So
the hypocrites.
So the Prophet told his companions not to talk to anybody.
Whoa. Not to talk to them.
Yeah, okay.
So the three people.
What would you give me out of 40?
The Prophet ﷺ ordered them not to talk to anybody and ordered his companions not to talk to them. So some of those hypocrites, some of those hypocrites told them, why didn't you just make up an excuse and the Prophet would have accepted from you?
Wait, who told the hypocrites that?
No, they told the three people. Hypocrites told the three people.
Because you're a hypocrite.
Yes.
No, but then either way, people wouldn't talk to them, right? Still. Except the hypocrites, because the hypocrites are hypocrites.
So yeah, they don't listen to the Prophet. So when they say that, no. They say no. Okay? We're not going to do that. We're not going to lie to the Prophet. Because they are sincere, look here. Because they are sincere, Allah decided to punish them in this life. But the hypocrites, Allah did not care about. Allah just left them.
They're going to punish them later.
In the day of judgment. Allah, or in life, I don't know, but Allah is going to take care of them. But those three people, they were sincere. The first one was Ka'b ibn Malik.
Ka'b ibn what?
Ibn Malik. They are known by name. It's like Ka'b ibn Malik. And the second one and third one, I cannot remember. So I will just put them in the email. That's one of the three. Yes. Sincere but lazy and procrastinating. Okay? So now Allah wanted to punish me. So the first item of the punishment is?
Was that on the floor?
The first item in the punishment, don't talk to anybody. And they felt miserable. Miserable.
So they couldn't even
And they pray
anything?
At home and they are miserable. Miserable.
What was the second punishment?
Then, after like a couple of weeks, for example, not exactly sure of how long, the Prophet ordered them to let their wives go to their families. Now, when you're home and your wife is with you, your wife's talking to you and helping you out. And so that was like not a bad punishment, not as bad as when the Prophet told them to send their wives away from home. They became awfully, awfully miserable.
You know the three people that got punished? Do the three people's family also get punished, or just the three people?
Yeah, just the three people. Maybe.
Why would the family might get punished so that it'll punish the three people?
The three people, I think they didn't have kids.
Oh, okay.
They didn't have kids that are old enough to go for jihad or something like that. But the important part here is that the Prophet sent them. It's like not in prison, but in a confined cell, like alone. What do you call this?
House arrest.
House arrest is jail. Yes, that's right. Yeah, but what?
A confined cell, yeah.
Confined cell, which is a cell you are there alone by yourself. That's right.
When your parents send you to your room.
Huh? Okay. They were miserable, 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 miserable. They became very miserable. When did the relief come to them? In the ayah that you memorizing. وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا The ayah that you supposed to memorize and be tested on. Allah is saying, وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا means about the three people who stayed behind the Prophet. He stayed and didn't go. Okay. They stayed and didn't go. Okay? They felt very miserable and they felt very confined. And then Allah forgives them. Allah forgave them. So why was that punishment? Because Allah wanted to punish them in this life so that they wake up. They don't keep going bad. See?
So then what they like bad
to
see?
He wanted to be here?
Huh?
He wanted to remind
them.
What's
his name? Because Allah wanted to remind them, like the father.
Exactly. Like the father who is punishing his children. He's punishing his children. Maybe he is in pain, even more pain than the child. Feels very bad pain. Why? Because
he's disappointed.
He's punishing you, and you have pain, okay? And he has more pain because he loves you so much. Although he loves you, but he will do the surgery.
What's the surah called?
Tawbah. Yes, Tawbah. Now, one special thing about Surah Tawbah, one very, very special thing is what? Every surah in the Quran starts with what?
Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
No, there's one surah that does it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Except?
Bara'atun.
Yes, it's Surah Tawbah. Bara'atun. That's right.
Is it this one?
Yes, it starts with bara'atum min Allah. That is the beginning. But the ayah you're memorizing is about ayah 117 or something, talking about these three people.
Ayah 117.
No, just 5 more minutes. Five more minutes. If you want to leave, Salem, Masala.
No.
Okay.
Don't.
Okay. Why Allah did not start the surah with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim?
Because it's about punishing somebody. So if you're saying, oh, merciful and Allah, and then you're saying, Barat.
Not about punishing something. Because Allah talked with a very strong language. Allah talked with what? Very strong language. Why didn't include Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim?
Because if you talk in a strong language, then...
So what's the special thing about Tawbah? You don't start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, okay. So why didn't this particular surah start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? Because Allah used very strong language against hypocrites. Yes. Now, when those three good people were given the news of the ayah, one of them said, it's like a born. Newborn.
A born?
Newborn. Yes.
Maybe.
They were so happy that Allah forgave them. And Allah in this surah was very tough, using strong language. Then, how could you use Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim with a very strong language?
You can't. So that's why he changed it.
You can't. Because Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is a mercy-based statement.
So it's like contradicting it.
Yeah, and Allah is angry, gave angry, strong statements in the surah. So does it fit together to start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim?
No.
It doesn't fit together. Okay? And this surah has a lot of... The Prophet, Allah said to the Prophet, you shall have not excused them. Why? Because if you don't excuse them, then it will show to everybody that they are hypocrites. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if the Prophet did not excuse them, it means, and they stay behind, okay, and did listen to the Prophet, it means they are hypocrites. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, Allah also said in the same surah that if they get out, if they go to war with you, if they go to war with what?
You.
Then, if they go to war with you, then they are going to... You're writing about Bismillah?
Yeah, I wrote it.
Okay. Then they felt extremely happy that they got the relief. So this ayah that you're memorizing is the relief that came to them.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Just a second. You made me lost. What was I talking about?
You're talking about the relief ayah? The ayah of relief?
Yeah. Allah was telling the Prophet, why did he excuse them? If you didn't excuse them and they didn't go out, then they would be known to everyone.
As hypocrites, right?
Yes. Okay. Why didn't you excuse them? So that you know about them. Okay, but Allah left the Prophet to decide about that, and then after he decided, Allah corrects him. You got it? And this is why the Quran cannot be authored by the Prophet, because it does criticize the Prophet, and no one will bring text that will criticize himself. Assalamu alaikum. Hold that phone.
So this ayah criticizes the Prophet?
The ayah? This ayah. The people were so...
Yeah. I think I spelled this wrong. The Prophet. All the reasons it doesn't start with Bismillah.
Okay. This ayah criticizes the Prophet for giving them excuses. For excusing them.
Excusing hypocrites. Okay.
Because
Because.
Okay, because? He didn't give an excuse to. He didn't. Okay, because Allah.
Because
it would show them.
It would show.
Their hypocrisy. Okay.
This is good.
So we are deceived. The ayah. The ayah that you are memorizing.
Okay. Wait, I do this.
The ayah you are memorizing.